That connection is Dr. Jeffrey Milligan, who is director of Florida State University's Center for International Studies and Educational Research and Development. He says Indonesia is a marvelous land with many wonderful attributes.
People are surprised to learn that it's the fourth largest country in the world. It's comprised of more than 14,000 islands spread out over 4,000 miles, hundreds of different dialects and ethnic groups. It's an incredibly diverse country.
But among the crucial things Indonesia lacks are post-high school vocational and technical institutions to spark more economic development.
So they're looking to the creation of a system of what they're calling community academies, which are roughly analogous to our community colleges.
The United States, through the State Department's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Exchanges, is helping Indonesia with this effort, as is Florida State University through Dr. Milligan's team. Everyone connected with it is now at Valencia Community College in Orlando.
We have some of the very best community colleges here in the state of Florida, and in fact, in 2012, Valencia was selected by the Aspen Institute as the top community college in the United States.
Although Tallahassee Community College is also one of the model schools for the project, Milligan says this will be a monumental undertaking.
The government of Indonesia has embarked on a very ambitious initiative where they are planning to start to develop 350 of these community academies over the next few years. So they're trying to develop a system for, as I said, the fourth largest country in the world.
And now Milligan says there's an unexpected but exciting development that will take place today.
I mean, it's kind of an accident that we happen to be here at Valencia while President Obama is here also talking about community colleges and workforce development.
The president is particularly interested in this effort because he spent part of his childhood in Indonesia. Dr. Milligan says he probably won't get very close to the president during the visit, but then again, you never know. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.